We had a really wonderful day. So the Mishnah that we're up to tonight is the Mishnah of Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler. He said, Kol Knesia Shehi L'Shem Shamayim Sofa L'Hizkayim V'She'ena L'Shem Shamayim Ein Sofa L'Hizkayim, which translates to a gathering, an assembly, which is for the sake of heaven, Sofa L'Hizkayim. I'll translate that in a second. And one which is not for the sake of heaven, Ein Sofa L'Hizkayim. There's one other time in Pirkei Avos where we find this expression. Does it ring a bell for anybody? Sofa l'izkayim, ain't sofa l'izkayim. There's one other Mishnah like this. Right, excellent bit. So we have a machlokes l'shem shamayim, beisol beishamay, and then machlokes shalol l'shem shamayim, and what's the, we're coming there, right? A few weeks from now, what's the, right, exactly, very good. So, excellent. So the, it would appear that these Mishnayos are somewhat in dialogue with each other, right? So the way that Rabbeinu Yonah interprets a Knesia L'Shem Shamayim, like a Machokes L'Shem Shamayim, is you have people that are trying to strengthen Torah and strengthen mitzvos, and you know, there are sometimes really valid differences of opinion in terms of how we would want to get there. You know, where does one want to invest limited resources? Do we want to try to reduce tuition? Do we want to try to, you know, strengthen, I don't know, shuls? Do we want to try to, there's so many different ways of thinking about how we want to go about, you know, dividing the resources. There's a very famous example from the 1950s, a very, very significant, totally l'shem shemayim, machokas between Rav Aaron Cutler and Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky about chinuch atzmai, about the role of outreach organizations in the educational system in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Aaron Cutler felt this should be the number one priority, and Rav Yaakov felt it's very far from home, you know, and we have a lot to work on here, you know, locally in the United States. And it was a machlokas and a very tense, but totally l'shem shemayim. There wasn't anything personal about it. And so for these kayim, that kind of machlokas ultimately will lead to the best kind of results. Okay. But a machlokas, which is shalom l'shem shemayim, which is about honor, or a kinesia, which is shalom l'shem shemayim, ain't so for these kayim. Nothing's going to come from it. So, you know, you have all different kinds of gatherings, you know, all different kinds of assemblies that people call together. And you can always look 5, 10, 15 years later, like, what came of it? Right? There was this big to-do, and everybody got together. And what were the results exactly? You know, how much did it really lead to? And sometimes they can be very surprising for us. This past week, I was attending a lecture given by Rabbi Dr. Yossi Levine, who was talking about the Zionist congresses. And the Zionist congresses were run by Theodor Herzl, who developed a very warm feeling towards Yiddishkeit, but had virtually no Jewish background to speak of, not even sure if he had a bar mitzvah. And yet, what came out of the Zionist Congress is very, very, very impressive. Who could have possibly imagined? This is l'shem shamayim, is that he had the right intentions in mind. Sometimes it's the opposite, where people get together and they have, you know, grand plans, and nothing emerges from it whatsoever, because it's not l'shem shamayim. So, of course, in the end, human initiative is vital. Human initiative is essential. We have no right to rely on miracles and some chanalanes, but in conjunction with our efforts, we need siyata d'shmaya. And the implication of both of these mishnayos, whether it's the machlokas or the kinesia, ultimately those things that will have a lasting positive impact are the things that are l'shem shamayim. And that is the, so like the litmus test. Anytime a person wants to get involved in something, whether it's an organization, whether it's a particular endeavor, a person has to sit in the quietly, benam levein atzmam. He doesn't have to answer to anybody else, but at least to answer to themselves and answer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, why am I doing this? What is my motivation? Hopefully the answer is l'shem shamayim. Rabbi Chanani ben Kashmiritz, Kadosh Baruch Hu, l'zakos es Yisrael, l'fika achir b'lam der mitzvah shenemar, adonai chafetz aman zidko, yagdil tzer av yadir, Kaddish Derabbanan.